Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, just prior to the words that we heard in our gospel lesson, Jesus shares these words with his disciples. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to a place to prepare for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. My dear friends, these words from our Lord Jesus are words of comfort and assurance. They tell us that our hearts should not be troubled by fear, sorrow, or death, for our Lord has ascended to the right hand of God to prepare a place there for us in his Father's house. This is the sure promise of our salvation. Jesus promised to us that when we die, we shall ascend into heaven to be with him. And that is the connection between Jesus' ascension, which we will celebrate on Thursday, and our ascension. His ascension makes ours possible. And that is why Jesus ascended into heaven, to prepare a place there for us, a place he purchased and won for us on the cross. For on that accursed tree, Jesus paid the ultimate price for your place in heaven, where once, as a result of your sin, you were destined to descend to hell. Jesus took upon himself the penalty of your sin. He died in your place and descended into hell so that you would not have to. And it was there in that accursed prison that the Son of God in flesh triumphed over death and Satan. He broke the chains that held us captive and freed us from our bondage. And now that he has triumphed, he promises to give to you the spoils of his victory. As he rose from the dead, he promises to raise you. As he ascended into heaven, he promises that all who believe in him will also ascend to be with him there, to dwell in the place that he has prepared specifically for each and every one of you, his believers. This triumph over sin and death and the promise of a place in heaven is why Jesus' disciples react the way they do after seeing their Lord ascend into heaven. Now you would think that they would have been dejected, torn up to see their Lord leave them as he was carried up into the clouds. But as St. Luke tells us at the end of his gospel, they were filled with great joy. They worshiped him and then returned to Jerusalem and began to proclaim the gospel, the good news of the salvation that we have in Jesus, to everyone they came across. The reason the disciples could do this is because of their faith in Jesus' promise to them, the promise that he was going to prepare a place for them in heaven. And this faith in the promise of Jesus was made possible. It was strengthened and sustained by the working of the Holy Spirit, whom Jesus sent to his followers. Later on in the Gospel of John, Jesus says to his disciples, "It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper, that is the Holy Spirit, will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you in all the truth. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you." As Jesus states here, he will send to his followers the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit will take the truth of Jesus' word and guide us by it. He will open our hearts and minds through the word of God and guide us, creating in us saving faith to believe and trust in the salvation that he won for us. This is how the Spirit glorifies Jesus. He does so by creating faith in him and love for him, by the word of God, The Spirit creates in us faith to trust in Jesus' promises to us, that by His grace our souls shall never die, but will ascend to heaven to dwell in the presence of God. As we await that final resurrection, when the Almighty will make all things new and resurrect and transform our lowly bodies to be like His glorious body. My dear brothers and sisters, from this passage in John's Gospel, we learn that Jesus' work does not end when He ascended into heaven, but He continues to serve us by sending us the Holy Spirit through His word and sacraments. That is how we today receive the benefits of His victory on the cross and the assurance of our salvation. Through these instruments of grace, the Spirit delivers to us the forgiveness and salvation that Jesus won for us. Today, in the divine service, the Spirit is serving us with these gifts. In the words of absolution, you receive forgiveness for all of your sins. And in the Lord's Supper, you will receive and be united with Christ's precious body and blood. In these gifts, our Lord Jesus is sending you His Holy Spirit. And the Spirit is using these gifts to strengthen your faith in Jesus. You can see then why God's word and sacraments are so essential to our lives. The promise of Jesus sending us the Spirit is fulfilled in them. And by them the Spirit creates and strengthens in us saving faith in Jesus, a faith that our Lord promises will lead to our ascension into heaven. And so, my dear Christian friends, let not your hearts be troubled, but take comfort in and embrace the salvation that you have in Christ Jesus. Seek out and ever receive the gifts of grace in our Lord's word and sacraments that the Holy Spirit will use to strengthen and preserve your saving faith. And like the disciples, rejoice and be glad, for the Lord has promised you a place in His Father's house, where you will dwell with Him forever. Amen.